Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
John, reportedly, John McClain's in studio with us, brought to you by HornSolutions.net. As he is every Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour. Depositions of the accusers of Deshaun Watson reportedly started this week. One per day for the next several weeks, according to Amy Dash, who is our Odyssey legal expert, leagueofjustice.com. Does the moving forward with all this here, does that affect your optimism or pessimism level at all when it comes to Deshaun becoming a tradable asset next spring?
Only if he reaches settlements with his accusers. No team in the league is going to take him under those circumstances. The Dolphins came the closest, plus he's got the no trade clause. I'll be interested to see after the season when other teams need quarterbacks. You know, what if Pittsburgh wants him? What if Seattle wants him? You know, we know Denver and Carolina are going to want him, and don't know about Miami. Dolphins are on a roll. Tua's playing pretty well, but he's got to get it resolved, and maybe depositions, which can be used in court, maybe that will help speed up the process.
Well, and that's where Sean and I have talked about this before and trying to figure out what a timeline might be on any of this. Is there, it seems like there wasn't really a whole lot of movement on Deshaun potentially settling until the trade deadline. So that was some kind of a deadline that spurred some action. In the spring, or once this football season's over, the next real deadline would probably be the beginning of the league year, because that's when you could actually execute a trade. Is it? I'm kind of bracing myself for there not being any action on settlements until we get closer to the end of February, early March. Is that about what you're thinking?
Well, maybe, but then I think it'll go all the way up to the draft on April 28th. I don't think they would trade him in March. I think the Nick Casario will see, gauge the interest, and teams also want to continue to scout the current quarterback, because tell you what, I would trade him right now. The Giants have top seven picks?
Yes.
I would trade him for those two top seven picks, and then lesser, I wouldn't hold out for 3 ones, because do you want 3 ones that might be in the 20s over the next 3 years, or would you like to get two guys at the top? And I don't know that the Giants would do it. Daniel Jones is hurt again. They're having to play Mike Glennon. They may have a new coach. They do have a new coordinator, but key is, what teams would he approve to go to?
It is. Well, New York would seem to line up with some of the things that seemed to appeal to Deshaun. The Jets were reportedly on his list last year. The Giants are an interesting one, John, because you're right. They've got those two picks. New York seems like a place Deshaun would want to go to. How do you think it affects a team like the Giants that they're going to probably have a new general manager next year? Do you think, because Gettleman's going to be out after this season reportedly, do you think a new GM, probably depends on the guy, but in general, do you think a new GM would rather make a big splashy Deshaun Watson trade or do the classic build through the draft and use those two top seven picks and not spend $40 million on a quarterback?
Well, wouldn't you like to be a new GM and have two top seven picks?
Yes.
If you determine that Daniel Jones deserves a fourth year, and I don't really know why they would, but if you decided to do that, and usually new GMs want their own coaches and they want their own quarterbacks, and Watson would be a great player for a new Giants general manager to start with, but I think they'd feel a lot better if those picks are like, you know, 10 and 15 instead of top seven. But I don't think right now, maybe it'll change. Is there a quarterback that you could take in the top seven and people go, aha, that's a great pick?
Not because, that doesn't exist.
Because right when now, Gettleman took Daniel Jones, where he did, I think six, it shocked the world.
Yep. No doubt. No doubt.
One quarterback that was taken high who's still out there is Tua Tagovailoa, who obviously was the team that was close to trading for Deshaun Watson. In the month of November, so, you know, after the trade deadline, in the month of November, Tua Tagovailoa had the best completion percentage of all quarterbacks in the league, 80.5%. He had the fourth best passer rating. He had the second best yards per attempt at 8.58, and he won all of the football games that he started. Is there a chance that the Dolphins might start to think more and more, okay, should we give Tua more of a chance and hold on to four or five first round picks, or do you think that ship has sailed?
I don't think so. I think you're right. If he keeps playing better, Dolphins are on a roll. They've won four in a row. If he keeps getting better, then they may change their mind. I mean, no matter how well he plays, he's not going to be as good as Watson. But plus, if they decide to stick with him, who would Watson want to be traded to? Carolina. Carolina really wanted him. And he'd be 200 miles from his hometown of Gainesville, Georgia. Denver really wanted him. We heard Kareem Jackson say twice, Watson told him he wanted to come to Denver. And so I can't wait. That's going to be very interesting. And it starts on the new league year on March 16th. And that's when all the speculation will heat up again.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, the interesting one is the trade-off you have to make between if you're a team that has the choice of pursuing either Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson. Do you prefer the much younger Deshaun Watson, but who has this whole mess of legal and PR? And even after the legal issues are behind him, there's going to be PR issues, which with every team he comes to. Or Aaron Rodgers, who's obviously the real deal and still very, very good, but he's just so damn old. Who would you take, John?
Well, it depends on what my goals were. If I thought I had a chance to go to the Super Bowl within 2 years, I'd take Rodgers. And another thing I wonder is Rodgers seems to be such a fruitcake. Would that affect all these things that he's had going on off the field? If you just look for him on the field, he's one of the greatest ever. But, man, he just seems, over as he's gotten older, to have more issues.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a strange bird.
I would just ban him from going on the Pat McAfee show. That would
that solves some of the problems.
It'd be awesome. It would be awesome publicity for Pat McAfee.
It would.
Because, like, he already is getting some really good. But he's so good at amping stuff up like that, it would actually be pretty good for him.
Have we seen any Jake from State Farm commercials with Rodgers?
I haven't seen one. Funny you bring that up. There's Mahomes. They're running the ones with just Mahomes, and they've started running some with other people on there, too. You're right. I have not seen any Aaron Rodgers where he's playing the hippie guitar strummer there and whatnot. Here, just as long as we're talking about the Dolphins, because the Dolphins have long been the leader in the clubhouse to eventually trade for Deshaun Watson and would have been at the trade deadline, John, as you've said, if Deshaun had settled his legal situation. The Dolphins have won four in a row. Tua has been very, very good. Here are the Dolphins' final five games. They still got their bye week left. They have a week 14 bye. But these are the Dolphins' final five games. And we're sitting here going, what are the chances that Tua plays his way into a heavier favor than trading for Deshaun Watson? They host the Giants this weekend. Mike Glennon is the starting quarterback. So that should be a win. They then have the bye. They host the Jets the week after the bye. They'll be favored in that game. They travel to New Orleans. New Orleans is a mess right now. I mean, New Orleans quarterback situation, whoever they put at quarterback ain't Tua, which is really weird to say. They travel to Tennessee in week 17, so the 16th game of the year. Tennessee is a mess right now with all these injuries. Now, who knows? Maybe they get some of these guys back by then, but still, Tennessee is a downward trending team. Now, they play New England in the final week of the year, but it is in Miami, and theoretically, Miami could be on a string where they've won 7 of 8 or 6 of 7 at that point, and they could be just as hot as New England heading into that final game. John, I think it's in play that the Dolphins might play their way off of the Deshaun Watson bubble.
I think there's a good chance. It depends on the owner, Stephen Ross, who definitely was involved in it, and Chris Greer and the coach, Brian Flores. They wanted to make the trade, but they've invested a lot into Tua Tagovailoa, and he has done a great job of not letting all the Watson talk affect his performance.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
Well, that's what, and the two teams that are playing better as the season goes along are also kind of hurting the chance of the Texans getting an awesome package from Philadelphia, if Deshaun would ever want to go to Philadelphia, because Miami's pick is going to Philadelphia, which currently 9th overall, but if that continues to get better, that would be lower. Indianapolis' pick is going to Philadelphia. They're 14th overall, but that's probably going to be better by the end of the year. So we can almost start taking Philly out of the mix whether Deshaun wants to go there or not, just because they're not going to have as great a position as they used to.
Well, and even Philly's schedule the rest of the year is really easy. Even their pick of their own that they own is going to probably not be as good as it is right now. Along those lines, John, so let's pretend that Miami plays their way out of wanting Deshaun anymore. What do you think happens at that point? Do the Texans and Deshaun's representation sit down and say, hey, look, Miami, I know Miami's the only team you want to go to. They're not engaging us in trade talks anymore. Do you think the two sides then come up with a short list of teams at that point?
It would start with Carolina and Denver. He already rejected Philly. Philly was really interested.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been the most intriguing because of all these picks. They wouldn't have traded all three in 1 year, but they could have traded two and still had a first-round pick. But since he rejected them right away, and they made an offer. I don't know that the other teams, Carolina, Denver, made offers, but he may decide that, yes, I mean, if he definitely wants to be traded.
Yeah.
And if the Dolphins say they're no longer interested, he's got to give them another team or two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I've always thought it was going to land, was the two sides going, okay, look, you have a no-trade clause. You can't say no to 31. I mean, he could say no to 31 teams, but I thought they'd meet in the middle at some point on this. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.